Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
Hey, thanks, Jen. This week, we're thrilled to have Aidan Towns join us. He'll be along shortly to tell us about a life-changing event that impacted his creativity, not only with regards to the newer music, but the songs that he wrote in a past life. Aidan Towns is quickly becoming one of New Brunswick's most noted singer-songwriters, both nationally and internationally. And a big part of the reason why is his latest album. First up, the title song. This is After the Fall. Aidan Towns on Atlantic Access.
Cause almost dying is the best kind of healing. No longer drowning in the pain you put me through. After the fall, I felt nothing at all for you. Dying is the best kind of healing. No longer drowning in the pain you put me through. After the fall, I felt nothing at all. I felt after the fall, I felt nothing at all for you.
Anything to say.
Montreal. I'd go and change my own name just to forget it all. I'm sick and tired of writing sad love songs. Do you remember when we used to talk? I couldn't sleep until you called me up. Do you remember when I used to make you feel happy? Anything to see you smile. I think I'm done.
Aiden Towns on Atlantic Access with Sad Songs, which was the first official single from After the Fall. And, of course, we heard the title track to get the whole thing started. Aiden is joining us here. Welcome aboard.
Thanks for having me.
You and Colin Buchanan really somehow managed to whittle what is a perfect sound for Aiden Towns. There's a lot of people who are familiar with your former life, of course.
Yeah.
And are familiar with the music you made in those days.
Yes.
It just seems that you seem so natural on this album.
Oh, well, thanks a lot. Yeah, I mean, that's always the goal when you're making an album, to try to make it seem effortless and true to yourself, which these songs definitely are. And Colin had a great way of making the song still sound like me, but kind of a little bit outside the box.
They do resonate that way in a very unique fashion. How long did it take to kind of nail that down?
Well, we recorded the album across about 8 months, with a couple solid 6 week spots twice, so basically about 3 months total recording. And then it was just kind of the getting the mixing done and everything like that. But yeah, I mean, the better portion of 2017 went to that, I'd say.
Your loyal fan base from before, how are they following you along? Is everything kind of moving along nicely there?
Yeah, it's good. It's hard to get still. I get people all the time, writing the Andy Brown Facebook page asking, when the next show is. So some people didn't get the message. But, with everybody that has been following and is aware of the change, it's a, extremely positive all-around reaction. So the songs are still inherently the same, come from the same heart, come from the same place.
Now, do all the songs stem from that incident? And maybe for people who are not familiar, maybe you could just summarize the before and after here.
Yeah, well, I basically just, when I was on tour for my last album, the album release for my Andy Brown album, Seasons, I was in Newfoundland and I fell in the ocean trying to help somebody that I was on, tour with, a videographer. And I ended up hurting my shoulder, tearing the rotator cuff, and I had to take kind of like a couple years off of music to try to let it heal back up. And it was kind of during that time where I decided, I want to start fresh and approach life a little bit differently. And, just personally and professionally, it's a move that I'm really, really proud of. Mm-hmm. Best thing happened.
So everything on this album really is new. There's no holdovers from the early days?
No, but I mean, I do still play old music at the shows, because all of those songs are certainly, music that I'm proud of and not willing to lose three albums worth of a catalog. But just even when I sing those songs now, I do sing them kind of with a different mindset. It makes me enjoy them even more.
Next song we're going to play has a very bold title to it. It's called I Believe.
Oh, yeah.
What are the values and types of beliefs you take into the studio with you these days?
Just to always be true to yourself and deliver songs that are personal to you, because I think people connect better with that. You leave it all out there. And just trying, you know, I guess to like put out something that you are going to be proud of forever. And, you know, anything below that is something that's not ready yet.
Very good. So here it is, the song I Believe from the album After the Fall and Aiden Towns on Atlantic Access.
I hope the walls that you build up encapsulate your heart's desires. I hope that he'll be good enough to help you set the world on fire. I believe everything I hear, but I believed in you and I, dear. I believe that we were never real. Tell me something. Did you ever stop to think that you could be the one to blame? I hope that every time you blink, you see me when I walked away. I believe everything I hear, but I believe
we
That's Aidan Towns and Before Hollywood here on Atlantic Access, chatting with Aidan about the new album, After the Fall. We're calling it a new album, but it's been around since July.
Yeah. It came out last July, so it's almost got its 1 year birthday. Yeah, it's hard to believe how fast, you know, time kind of flies on those kind of things. So,
The response internationally has been pretty strong on this. You've just wrapped up earlier this spring a tour of Western Canada, but even before that, you were spent some time in Australia.
Yeah, so I used to go to Australia a lot, you know, for my career, and I love it down there. I work with some great people down there, and we went in November to Australian Music Week, which is a conference that I, you know, had been aware about, but I had never played, and it was great. I went down there with, you know, Mo Kenny and Hoxie Workman and Luca Fagali and just lots of great Canadian artists that I was really happy to share the stage with.
Any fruitful results?
Oh, I mean, it's just kind of always about getting yourself out there, and you know, the plans are to go back to Australia again very soon. It was my fifth time playing there.
Okay.
Yeah, so I used to tour there actually almost more than Canada for a little while, and the weather's a little bit nicer in the winter, so I wouldn't mind if that started happening again.
I'll bet. You went across Canada. Like we mentioned, the Western Canadian tour is pretty much wrapped up now. What kind of a response were you getting out west?
Yeah, it was great, and I did that run of shows with the guy that I'm on tour with as well, named Porn Nameless Boy. It's a big country, and obviously it's a lot of travel, but really, really love being out there. I have lots of family and friends out there as well, so it's great to see them and just to kind of get to experience how beautiful Canada is.
Now we are going to spin a single that you just released here not too long ago that actually is not on the album.
Oh, right, yes. Old Sun.
Old Sun. Yep. Yeah. Did you feel the need to just kind of get that out quickly? Or?
Yeah, so that was produced by Bruce Rooney, who is a partner in the band. He's the guitar player, but also Aidan Towns is him and I. He produced that, and good to always keep fresh on people's minds. It was also a song I liked the message about, you know, kind of not like losing sight of the fact that if you give something enough time that normally things will heal, whether physically or emotionally, that normally the light comes back. So even if it doesn't look like it ever could.
So obviously an inspirational song for many who will hear it. And my personal favorite, Paris Guy from After the Fall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, was that, I don't know, based on a European situation, one would think? Or
no, that, you know, it's just basically a song about kind of trying to make, you know, enough of a career to be able to, like, support the people that you love or person that you love and fly them to Paris, move your relationship really forward. And by the time, you know, you put all the energy in the wrong spot, by the time you have the career where it needs to be, you don't have the person anymore. So
okay.
It's one of those uplifting ones that I like to write.
Well, we'll look forward to whatever comes next.
Yeah, it'll be a bit happier than that, I'm sure.
So this album is very solid, After the Fall. Totally enjoy it. Listen for the next two songs. We're going to spin Old Sun and Paris Guy now on Atlantic Access. Thanks a lot, Aidan.
Thanks so much for having me, man. That's awesome.
Oh, that old sun, it looks different now that you're not lying in it. It looks colder, worn and older. It don't feel right now that we're over. Maybe you've got somebody, maybe you've got somebody new. Just the other day I thought that I saw you. Kept the note you wrote me that you left behind. I hope that you found what you were trying to find. Time, kept the note you left me. I read it once in somebody new.
Aidan Towns featured this week on the Atlantic Access Podcast, a weekly presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations Division in Moncton. For all your mobile entertainment needs, see entertainmentplus.ca. This week's bonus track is from Leanne Hoffman, a strong up-and-coming artist from Nova Scotia, signed to Aaron Costello's new label. Earlier this year, you'll recall Costello announced the formation of Venue Records that is home to artists who touch her heart and who don't necessarily fit squarely into any one genre. And so with that in mind, here is the latest from Leanne Hoffman, Turning the Truth, on Atlantic Access.
To get away with lying to yourself on several
the Atlantic Access Podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.